Nolte, Amber Heard shit the bed in more ways than one. By John Nolte on June 2, 2022. If you're wondering how #MeToo McCarthyism gets away with destroying so many men based only on accusations, look no further than bedshitter Amber Heard. To destroy Johnny Depp, earn victim benefits in Hollywood and the media, and be seen as a serious artiste as opposed to a blonde piece of cheesecake, the bedshitter lied. But now, thanks to Johnny Depp's refusal to roll over and die like a good little male feminist, the bedshitter's been caught lying, caught repeatedly lying, humiliated on the stand, and on national TV, and outed as a literal bedshitter. Heard denies dropping a deuce on her then-husband's side of the bed. But who believes her anymore? I sure as hell don't. She obviously has some serious self-control issues, so a deuce drop seems well within character. Battered wife? LOL. Did you hear those tapes? Battered wives don't taunt their husbands for running away from a fight. Battered wives don't get angry when the husband locks himself in a bedroom or bathroom to escape an escalating conflict. And I'll tell you something else battered wives sure as hell don't do. They don't hit that husband, something Heard confessed to multiple times. This man is raping and beating me. I think I'll drop a deuce on his pillow. I'll tell you how else Amber Heard shit the bed. She stupidly believed that Hollywood and the media represented real life. She bought into the idea that in this fascist hashtag believe all women climate, she could tell whatever lies she wanted and get away with them. Well, she didn't count on two things. One, Johnny Depp's willingness to lay everything on the line to get the truth out. And two, that outside of Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., normal people sit on juries and normal people are disgusted with the lying harpies who destroy their sons, brothers, fathers, and husbands. One thing we can all be grateful to little Miss Bedshitter for is decimating the #MeToo Nazi movement. Two things will now happen. First, men who have been wrongly accused will start demanding their day in court. Second, the vicious, lying harpies running around falsely accusing men to boost their own status will think twice. You see, this is why I have been saying for years, ever since the #MeToo reign of terror began, that it is immoral and un-American to annihilate a man's life outside of a court of law. Look at how this horrible woman lied. And look at the institutions that backed up and trumpeted her lies. The entertainment industry, the entertainment media, the ACLU, the Washington Post. Depp's career, name, reputation, and legacy were all destroyed by a lying, crazed, neurotic, vindictive, status-seeking bedshitter. And all of the cowards in the political media, the entertainment media, and the entertainment world aided and abetted little Miss Bedshitter's lies. An entire man was obliterated based on nothing but accusations. Accusations that were eventually exposed as lies in a courtroom. I've always been a Johnny Depp fan, as many of you know. Well, my admiration for him has only increased. He's not a perfect person. Nor am I, but he is his own man. He laid everything on the line to clear his name and get the truth out. Imagine if the jury had gone the other way. Depp fought every cultural current pushing against him. And against all men, refused to say die, and won big. Those are exceptional and exceptionally American qualities. The whole world owes Johnny Depp an apology. And fuck those depraved child groomers at Disney if Depp isn't offered a role in the next Pirates movie. Of course, he'll probably say no, but he deserves that satisfaction. Does little Miss Bedshitter deserve to lose her career? According to the rules of #MeToo McCarthyism, she does. We have her on audio admitting to hitting her spouse. The most fascist statement of the last decade is #BelieveAllWomen. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.